Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Today is the hobby segment, and we are focusing on art jamming. I'm certainly looking forward to finding out exactly what art jamming is. As I said, I thought it was a dance movement at first, but yes, this is the place where you can express yourself artistically and bring out all those creative juices. Joining us now on the line, we welcome Cindy Muller, who's the CEO and owner of Art Jamming Melrose Arch franchise. Cindy, good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for having me. And you're not that far off in terms of the dancing, because we do have
okay.
awesome music playing. So you are more than welcome to bust a move in studio while you are creating your masterpiece.
Okay, Cindy, you've already got one invitee on board, because I do stem from an artistic background and I'd very much like to pay the Art Jamming Melrose Arch franchise a visit and get involved with exactly what's going on there. But Cindy, let's begin by, all right, so introduce yourself and what led to you opening up this art jamming scene of yours. Over to you.
My name is Cindy Muller. I actually have a financial background, so I was studying to become a CA, etc. And my family and I visited.
Oh no, I resent you already. I resent you already. How could you have been in that and suddenly you were, but okay, you came to your senses. You came into the art world.
I did.
Right.
The path just chose me, basically. So
okay.
We visited the studio in Melrose Arch, and I loved the concept. And so I inquired about the business. And about a year or two later, the previous owner was then selling, and I have since taken it over. It is a family-run business, so my children are involved, etc. And there are a few branches in SA, I must mention, and we are all
okay.
proudly female-owned.
Okay.
So I can't take credit for bringing our jamming to South Africa. The credit is going to go to Ralph Israel, and his daughter Leora Hessen has actually grown the business and brought technology into the business. So Ralph visited, I believe it was Asia, so many years ago, loved the concept, and then brought the franchise to SA because it was something that we didn't have.
Right.
So it was a novel concept, and it is so much fun. And a lot of people think it's only for children, but I must be honest, since COVID, mm-hmm. we actually have found a lot more adult clientele as well.
Okay.
Because it is, you know, what would happen? So after we obviously closed for quite a large part of
yes.
COVID, and then when we reopened, we had social distancing.
Right.
And what we found is that a lot of people working from home would take maybe an extended lunch, if I could put it that way, but their partner and themselves would come and just enjoy some time in studio creating, because art, you know, there's a lot more studies now how for your mental health, being creative is so much, it brings so much benefit to your soul.
Yes.
And with art jamming, you don't have to be an artist. You just have to bring your creative flair. So we are a safe, vibey environment in Melrose Arch that you can just come and create and have fun, because that's the biggest part of art jamming, is having fun.
Okay, so you've actually really summed it up quite conclusively, but now let's just break it down. So what exactly are you say now, not only children but also adults are suddenly
yes.
very much attracted to this. Can you see a more of an attraction to this art jamming? Do you see more clientele coming in? And I guess I'm just trying to formulate some questions here. What can one look forward to when we enter the art jamming scene?
If you're coming in for just like what we would call a walk-in paint attainment session,
okay.
you choose a canvas. We've got a couple of sizes,
okay.
various options,
mm-hmm.
and we then set you up at our easel. You get to use our paint, our brush, you get a disposable apron. We do ask that you dress to mess when you
okay.
come into
studio.
Okay,
I was
studio.
About to ask that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So dress to mess, and our paint is acrylic.
Okay.
So it's especially Sorry.
Okay. So acrylic, because look, as I mentioned, I do have artistic leaning, so I was going to ask you acrylic or oil paints or, you know, other kind of medium.
So acrylic paint, which, you know, as you would then know, you can sort of get an oil effect if you sort of layer it on, as well as if you water it down, you can get a watercolor effect. So it is quite a versatile medium that we use in studio, and it is specially mixed for us by a South African manufacturer. We do also try and keep a lot of our product as such local. So the paint is non-toxic and quick drying. So non-toxic as in your little ones, if they do ingest it, they are not going to,
there will not be a fatality.
They're not going to love the taste and they won't do it again, but they will not become like gravely ill as such. And then you get up to generally about 2 hours in studio, and our staff are all artists, so they will be moving around the studio to assist. They don't give you a lesson per se, but they're there to guide you.
And
we have team builders, corporate events, product launches in studio, and it's not sort of an activity that you put in a box, because we try and create an activity.
You tailor make it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Because why I say that is because you mentioned now, networking, corporate events and things like that. So, and how is that catching on?
So, I mean, we've got a lot of corporate offices in Melrose Arch. They all love us. So we've got return business, which is great. And then we've got an exciting product launch in September, which I can't say too much about, but you'll start seeing the ads.
I understand.
Start seeing ads, and it'll be, you know, artists will be spoke of, and then you'll kind of catch on where we're going to be and what is happening. But it really is exciting, you know, what we can do. We host evening workshops. So ladies nights, couple evenings, etc. We have, besides for actually painting with our normal medium, which is acrylic, we've painted with wine. You can paint with coffee. We try and sort of mix it up as much as possible, because as fun as painting on a canvas is, you know, you try to sort of be creative and make everything sort of a masterpiece and art.
Well, having mentioned that, as you've mentioned, you've got overseers experienced in the art of art. And, you know, of course, you're observing what people are, you know, bringing out artistic wise. Do you then encourage them to perhaps to, you know, pursue that career? And, you know, like for example, if you can see them, you know, like performing a certain technique, do you kind of encourage them to say, you know, like, look, pursue this, look into it more, and perhaps something can develop from that?
Yes, so we absolutely do. We encourage, so all of my staff are, I'm going to call them youth, well, not all, but the majority are all youth, and they are studying some type of art format.
Okay.
So whether it be visual arts, some of them are studying dance. And then we've had one or two fashion designers, etc. So we, in our own staff community, we try and encourage that, because nobody wants starving artists. But, you know, that unfortunately is the stigma attached to artistry, you know, that you are going to start selling when you have left us, kind of thing. But even kids. You know, we encourage them to be creative and to just have at it. And that's the joy of having children in studio. They have no inhibitions. They feel that they are Picasso and they can just go and have at it. Whereas our adult clientele, you kind of have to coax them into creating. They feel that, you know what, I'm an accountant, I'm a lawyer, I haven't drawn since I left school, etc. We actually had a lady crying at her canvas. And at the end of the session, she just said, thank you so much for this experience. You know, I didn't know what to paint. And I just was... like all this expression came out in tears, but I loved the experience, you know.
Sure.
So with corporate events, we actually sort of try and get them to think a little bit out of the box. So before they start painting, we get them to sign the canvas with their non-dominant hand.
Okay.
So it's already put them a little bit off kilter, but thinking differently, you know, how can we do things, what is going to make our piece unique, etc. So it really is a joy for the most part to see everyone creating their art.
You know, Cindy, I've broached this question before with the listeners about the importance of introducing art into schools and what, you know, role art plays in life in this day and age. Given the fact, I mean, look at the world we live in now, the technicalities, the artificial intelligence, everybody's on their phones, everybody's looking at screens. Now, what art can bring out of people? Do you have in mind a way to, like, take what you're doing in Melrose Arch further to, like, well, to schools or other institutions to impress upon them the need, at least, you know, to expand one's mind in this direction other than the technological and artificial intelligence mind or vision that we are looking at today?
Yeah, so we do have mobile, what we call our mobile division. We come out to wherever you want to art jam, we bring it to you. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been structured in a formal program as yet, but we are chatting to schools to offer it as an extra mural for smaller schools at the moment until we can scale up. Because remembering that, not to offend anyone, and I stand under correction, but our academic curriculum is very structured and outcome-based. And, you know, there are...
You're not offending anyone. I concur. It's absolutely that. In fact, I've broached that question with guests before and in conversation with people about, yes, as you say, it's so structured and academic. So it doesn't lend itself to the arts or entertainment or anything like that. Exactly.
Absolutely. And the thing is, if you think creatively, you actually come up with such unique solutions to every problem. You know, like, I'm not talking about let's get creative with our accounting as such, but, you know, if you get out of the logic side of your mind,
exactly.
You come up with this bright new idea that you can tweak constantly.
There we go.
I mean, just in saying that, so I know you mentioned everybody's on their screens and technology and all the rest, but when we had to close for COVID, Leora Hessen, our franchisor in Cape Town, she actually came up with a virtual art gallery, which, you know, most people didn't love because you want to go and experience the art in person. But it also then allowed you to somehow, using NFTs, etc., upload your art to a gallery, and it was there then virtually, etc.
Wow.
Which, you know, it kind of bridged the gap between those that are very technologically savvy and those that like to look, touch, feel, taste. You know, so it did bridge that gap as well. And I believe that art can bridge so many gaps, and how important art and creativity is.
Exactly.
But even now at UJ, I believe it is, they have a master's program in art therapy, so visual art therapy.
Wow.
And I believe Pretoria has dance therapy. So the world is cottoning on to the importance of this. There are those programs overseas, so you could have gone to the UK to study art therapy, your master's in art therapy, but now at the moment for us South Africans, UJ is, I think, the trailblazers in that. And it really is a fantastic idea to make available art as a tool for healing and just sort of meditating even. You know, yes, it does often get you all, especially if you're even artists, like they'll sit in front of this blank canvas and it is like they are looking at spreadsheets and legal documents and they don't know what's happening, but it's literally just a blank canvas.
Right.
But once you start, you just have to let it flow.
Precisely. You know, Cindy, can I just share this with you? As you were talking about art being so therapeutic, and in a way you could say it's exercising the left and right hemisphere of the brain, this message from one of our listeners, Karen. Karen says, I'd love your take on this. She said, would love to bring this into hospitals for sick kids, so therapeutic.
Absolutely. We actually, my mother-in-law was in hospital recently, and we joked with her that we were going to bring her some paints and brushes and a canvas to paint and to pass the time, because watching those TVs and listening to the TV through your headphones is not ideal. And she's a very chatty person, and there was no interaction. So it was like, this is what we're going to do for you. And then my mother-in-law went and spoke to, she speaks to everyone, so all the nurses and everyone and right. suddenly we're bringing art packs to Mill Park Hospital. I still need to
wow.
investigate that.
Okay.
But absolutely, that is something that is, you know, it seems like an outrageous idea, but it really would be beneficial because there is definite purpose in art. You know, you mm-hmm. it's yes, we want to keep it creative and fun and all the rest. However, the added benefits of being creative is just sometimes, you know, you can't actually measure it sometimes.
Yes. But Cindy, have you, I really must ask this, have you approached any schools and put what you just discussed with us on air to the principals, to the heads of the schools? And if so, what responses, what feedback do you get from them?
So about 5 or 6 years ago, we actually were in a conversation with quite a big corporate, and they wanted to introduce an art jamming bus to school. So we had the meeting with the corporate, and we then sat with the Gauteng Department of Education. Mm-hmm. And we tried to figure out how we could bring art to schools, and specifically more our disadvantaged schools, or our previously disadvantaged schools. Because remembering that in a Model C school, there are schools that actually have art equipment, etc.
Yes.
So the challenge was then that, you know, you need to then, unfortunately, it was again put in a box. So you need to have a curriculum, you need to have outcomes, you need to have these goals, which is absolutely fine. And I understand you need a vision and a plan and a step-by-step document.
Right.
But art jamming in that sense is actually more initially to bring the creativity to the forefront, to say to the kids, listen, I'm not saying to you need to draw this straight line. If you decide to draw a squiggly line, where to from there? What can
right.
you do with it?
Right.
How can you make this art? So that
okay.
was, it was a very difficult concept to bring to, and it would be actually be difficult to explain to an artist and non-artist because, you know, you think differently.
Yes.
So in the next few years, now, especially after we've settled a little bit, it is a dream of mine, or a goal, actually, to bring it to develop this program, but not necessarily to teach you how to paint with oils, paint with watercolors, paint with acrylic, but to enhance your creativity through art and art jamming as such in a smaller school environment, and then bring it from there. Because there are schools that, you know, do, I've got grown up children now, but I've seen how art is taught at school, and it does, it limits creativity, if you could put it that way, in a few institutions, whereas there are some institutions that are absolutely brilliant. And it's all about also the person delivering the message. Mm. So you can have a brilliant teacher with math and with art, and the child will then be inspired by that person as well. So look, the long story short, the goal is, yes, to try and bring a version of art jamming to a smaller school and grow it from there, that we can all just be a creative sort of nation, if I could put it that way, and believe that we can, all through art, because everything is art. The way you dress, the way
it
you
is.
Speak,
everything
the way
is
you
an
present
art.
Yourself.
Right.
Yes,
everything
absolutely.
Is an art. And of course, it's that lateral thinking. You know, Cindy, I really love how you've outlined the necessity and the need and the prominence and the significance of art in one's way of thinking, and you know how it can it can expand your vision, and it can expand your analysis of life, and you know, like improve on your capabilities and what have you. But Cindy, I'm really curious to know, having mentioned children coming to the art jamming and adults joining in now and showing an interest, what are you really noticing from what they depict on their canvases and on their mediums? Well, what are you gathering from them in terms of what message do you see being conveyed? I spoke earlier on about the world we live in now. There's so much going on. Okay. We're living in a world of artificial intelligence, of technology, and yes, it's very different to how practical, should I say, things were. So how are people expressing themselves now through the art? What are you sensing? What are you picking up there?
So in studio, when you look at pieces being created, you know, there are obviously when a child just decides to come in and paint a Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty is Hello Kitty, but what we try and say is tweak it. You know, instead of making a skirt with just a plain skirt, do polka dots, like have fun with it. Our adults, obviously, they... when you look at a piece, I'm going to interpret it probably quite differently to how you interpret it. Mm. I painted, as much as I'm in the art business, I hadn't painted for a while. And one piece that I did paint, a friend of mine looked at this and she started analyzing this piece that there were stairs. So it's a journey that I'm going on. Right. And the moon is obviously my lunar influence. And I looked at it and I thought, wow, you got all that from a picture that I just thought was pretty. You
Okay.
Because so for me, as much as you can interpret, and a lot of stuff does go into your art without you even knowing it. I sometimes just think, you know what? Don't think too much. You as the viewer and the doer, just do it. Start your art and see from there.
Indeed.
You know? Yeah, and just have fun. Like, that is really just the message that I need to get across. You know, like, art has almost been almost quite an elitist thing, because I come from a generation where when you were planning your future, you needed to look at a career that was going
it
to sounds
obviously
very allow
familiar.
You to be
It sounds
stable.
Familiar, right,
exactly.
Okay.
So it was accounting, doctor, lawyer, blah, blah, blah.
There we go.
You can't, you could never say, oh, I'm going to become an artist. Like, what? So that was never really an option. But now the youth have, you know, with things evolved, like having social media influences and being able to even buy online and all the rest. So the evolution is now that, you know what, you can be creative and you can make money through it. And how beautiful is it if you enjoy that as well? And I'm not knocking any of our professionals, because everything, again, like I said, is art. Even the way you balance your books or you present a paper, you know, if you're a lecturer.
Or if you make something, so, or if you fly, if you're a pilot, it's an art. It's an art of doing it. Or you're an artist, it's an art of doing it. Cindy, just to elaborate on what you've just mentioned now, for example, art can lead to, you look at the advertising and marketing industry. You can still apply what you're doing with art jamming in a creative way. So, yeah, that's a good way to impress how art jamming can be used to further one's career.
Yeah. No, really, I mean, just with anything, like I'm saying, creative is, the more you think creatively, the broader the world gets and, you know, it expands. Yeah.
Right. Cindy, okay, so you've mentioned now that you're a franchise, and there's quite a few art jamming franchises around the country. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes.
Right. So,
they are in Cape Town and in Joburg.
Oh, just Cape Town and Joburg for now?
For the moment, yes.
Okay. And any plans to expand on that? Any plans to go elsewhere, to other major centers?
So, absolutely. You know, we are looking at trying to go further afield. So, it obviously just depends on location, etc. So, you know, we definitely would love to. And if the opportunity arises, We look at it and we assess and go from there.
Okay. And for now, in terms of interaction, do you, exchange art teachers, for example? And what kind of interaction do we look at the moment?
So do you mean between branches?
Between branches, yes.
Okay. So generally our staff is sort of separate, but you would find more or less the same people, really, you know, because we're all creative and artists in some way.
Right.
But we speak to each other at least once or twice a month and just see what the other branch is sort of finding successful, etc. Because we found, for instance, in Johannesburg, you know, workshops for school holidays isn't always our best seller, because a lot of the time people just want to come in and have fun. Whereas in Cape Town, they book out their workshops before, you know, the day has ended kind of thing.
Okay.
Whereas our clientele just want to come in, have a good time, not be yet a particular time and have to leave at another time, you know. And I just think it's because we are also a different type of community mm-hmm. in Joburg versus Cape Town. You know, I might be wrong, but Cape Town just does seem a little bit more chill, whereas we are a little bit sort of higher energy in Joburg. And because of that higher energy, the workshops sometimes just seem like, oh, it's another day at school. I have to be there at that particular time, etc.
Cindy, okay, so as we begin to wrap up this amazing chat that we've had about art jamming, cost-wise, and are there any logistics we need to be aware of?
Well, look, we are based in Melrose Arch mm-hmm. on the middle retail level next to the Woolworths.
Okay.
And a walk-in paintainment session will start at, I would say, about 200 rand.
Okay.
That includes a canvas, use of the paints, the brushes, and a disposable apron.
Okay.
And like I said, the staff are, they move around the studio. They wouldn't obviously be able to stay with you the entire time, but they are there available to have a chat with, you know, ask for advice, etc.
Okay, so that's...
And if anybody... Sorry.
Carry on.
Yeah. And then we do have a website, www.artjamming.co.za,
okay.
For more information. And my number, if anybody wants to call or WhatsApp me, is 082-926-8253. Mm-hmm. And it's Cindy with a C, so C-I-N-D-Y.
You're not being creative there, are you?
No, definitely not. Still the very old school.
Okay. All right, Cindy.
And and my email address is just cindy@artjamming.co.za. I'm available for a chat and email you. Yeah, just reach out if you have any questions.
Cindy, it's been awesome having you on board the Afternoon Overdrive.
Thank
really, it's
you.
Been such a great chat. And on behalf of everybody, everything of the best with this endeavor.
Thank you so much.
To see it expanding more to the main centers and, of course, the endeavors that we spoke
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. And I hope to see you in studio as soon as you possibly can.
Indeed, Cindy. You've convinced me.
Okay.
Cindy, take care. Have a blessed day. And thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Cindy Muller, CEO and owner of Art Jamming Melrose Arch franchise.